Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will indeed be finding common ground and taking it to the max level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. When you keep an open mind, not only will you open the door to new understandings, but you'll come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. Now tonight, it is my pleasure to welcome back Elizabeth Anglin, a very talented person who helps people connect with their friends and family and spirit, beloved pets, spirit guides, guardians, angels, the Akashic Records, and the wisdom and intelligence of the physical body, as she is a healer too. And by doing this, she optimizes physical and emotional wellness, accelerating healing and overcoming grief, stress, and anxiety. Readings, healing sessions, and clearings with Elizabeth are gentle, joyful, and full of compassion, humor, and fun. Clients often remark that sessions are comfortable, clarifying, and supportive, and as fun as having coffee with a friend who has known them for years. In thousands of sessions over the past two or more decades, Elizabeth has helped both people and animals align with their truest divine intentions to experience love, healing, harmony, wholeness, and abundance. I'm going to give you her website in just a minute, so please get out your pens and pieces of paper, because we're only going to be talking to a few people tonight. And Elizabeth is going to do healings, not readings tonight. That was my mistake for putting that down. So be prepared for doing that kind of work. And we'll just be getting to a couple of you. I have not talked to most of you, so just hang in there and we'll see how many we can get to. So Elizabeth's website is Elizabeth, and that's Elizabeth with a Z. Elizabeth Anglin, A-N like Nancy, G-L-I-N like Nancy.com, ElizabethAnglin.com. So, let me welcome Elizabeth. Elizabeth, how are you tonight?
I'm well. Thank you for having me on the show.
Oh, I always enjoy it, Elizabeth. You are indeed a joyful person, and I'm grateful to have come to know you and your talents, and I learned something new about you today, because I don't remember you telling me that that you wrote music. I knew that you were interested in it. So, at any rate, Elizabeth has recorded is working on a CD, and so we'll have to hear more about that in the future. Tell me, Elizabeth, what kind of music do you write?
It's kind of Americana, it's kind of blues. I'm a classically trained pianist like you are, and so I'll do like folk piano music, but that's not what the CD is. It's a kind of bluesy Americana. I really like, some people might know Buddy Miller, Jim Lauderdale, John Prine, Robert Earl Keane. It's all in that venue, but a little bluesier. So, and I did a cover of some old Mississippi blues, Robert Johnson. So I covered Come In to My Kitchen. So it kind of goes from Americana to blues, sort of Appalachian bluesy Americana, I guess you'd call it.
Neat.
Yeah. It's been keeping me positive during COVID, and also it's kind of, because everything has slowed down, I've had some time to work with people on more healing work versus reading work. I mean, before COVID, we were all going forward so quickly. People were trying to get a handle on, you know, jobs and relationships and everything moving forward quickly. And what I found out is during this time, people are able to slow down and do more healing work. And so I've actually learned more about the healing work that I do as more and more people have come to me for healing work, and I've worked with their guides and Mother Mary and with the angels and with energy. So I've been doing Reiki I've been a Reiki master since 1994 and an animal communicator for that long. But it's always a process of learning and unfolding at whatever level you end up working at. So when you can kind of calm down and go slowly and quietly and not be rushed, new information comes up, new information on process. People have time to go kind of through the layers of the onion in terms of their healing and then see how, over the course of the year, we've actually seen how people doing their healing work has changed outcomes in the world around them. So how energies that they were holding on to at the energetic soul level, things that were traumas, things that were past life traumas, things that were fears being released has changed what's present for them in the physical world to the extent that they've been out in the world doing things at this time. But so it's just kind of been a neat year. Like, I always had this desire to be a musician and make a CD, and all of a sudden all these other pressures went away. And I went out and performed outside at the farmer's market and performed at some outside patio venues. And I'd always wanted to do that, but I had kind of let it go. And so having everything else be slowed down or taken away had this underlying energy come up, this underlying energy of desire come up. So it's been kind of a cool year to see what's underneath the surface coming up and how that wants to express, how that energy of the soul wants to express itself, and possibly, I hope for some people, them having the time and the wherewithal to just really express those things that were under the surface that had kind of been buried because life requires so much other stuff along the way. So in between like self-expression and creativity, this has been a great year for me at least, but also it's for healing. It's been a really great year for that. And I think what I'd like to leave people with is like when you go to a reader, you're oftentimes looking at what the external is. You're wanting to see how other people are going to treat you or a job is going to treat you. But oftentimes, and almost all the time, that external is mirroring something that is within you. If something is attracted to you, it may be attracted to some energy that's already in you, and that may be energy that is some part of you that's unhealed. For example, if your relationships aren't going well, there may be part of you that's unhealed, or you may be attracting a lesson that you need to learn. So I would just suggest to people, whether or not you really want to hear it, that if you have the time to do some healing and clearing work, like emotion code work, healing emotions that are stuck in the body's energy system, or emotions that are in front of the heart wall, or doing some other kind of intuitive healing with ideas and programming, that this is a good time to do it, because you can, as we begin to start to pick up again as the year goes on, you'll find that what you attract to you is going to change from what it was before, because you're also not walking through the world at the same energetic state. So that's kind of why I wanted to do healing today, because it's such a great time to do it, and because it's an opportunity. You know, now is an opportunity. Let's, you know, slow down and do that.
So. Well, I have a question and a few comments to make. And for one thing, people may not be aware of what code work is. Can you explain what that is?
So emotion code work is it's a magnetic type of healing where the guy who did it, Dr. Bradley Nelson, was a chiropractor, and he, as a child, had been worked on by some German energy healers. He, at 10, had kidney failure, and there was nothing to be done for him. So his mother found out there was a clinic not too far away from their place in Wyoming and took him there. And these German energy healers worked on him removing energies from his body, and they reversed his kidney failure. Well, later on, he grew up. He wanted to be a businessman, but then he realized he also wanted to be a healer. And in the course, he got a business degree, and then he got a chiropractic degree. But in the course of that, all of this information came back through spirit for him of how to do the work that had been done on him as a child. And he turned it into a kind of magnetic healing where you run a magnet over the governing meridian of the body. I can do that tonight. I don't have my magnet in my hand or my chart. I was going to do something similar with Mother Mary and Archangel Michael where we removed ideas from the body. But if anybody wants emotion code, you just have to give me a second to grab stuff. But anyway, you run the magnet over the governing meridian. If I'm connected to somebody who's far away, I run it over the top part of my governing meridian while we're connected energetically, and I clear that way. So emotion code, two things. You need a magnet. You need to be able to do kinesiology to identify which emotions are trapped, whether or not they belong to the person that you're working with originally or if that person took them on for somebody else. What they are, so we always work with a chart of 60 different emotions, and we're able to do things by halves. So if we have 60, we have two columns, a column A and a column B. So it's like we'll ask, is it in column A? And that all of a sudden cuts 30 out. And then we have six rows, and we go, is it in an odd row or an even row? And then all of a sudden cuts the other half out. And then we can just ask, is it like if it's an odd row, is it row 1, row 3, row 5? And then we have 5 emotions in all of those in boxes, and then we can go down through the emotions and muscle test them rather quickly. So in a session, for example, we might clear 20, anywhere from 7 to 20. At the most I've ever cleared in a session has been 22, and this was a person who was an empath who had taken on so many emotions from other people, she was just done. She was like, just go, you know. And so, she was all about it. But usually it's between 7 and 20, or 7 and 15 is even more along the lines. But I'll often get over 15 or more. But so we're able to get through it rather quickly by finding out with muscle testing, was it yours? When did it get trapped? I might ask a person if they remember what was happening at that time to bring the emotion up to the surface of the body. And these emotions are in the shape of like softballs that are just energy balls. And when they remember what was happening at that time, they pop up toward the surface of the body, and then they're able to be removed from the body with a magnet. And it's like slow pitching them out through the energy field. So you have your body, and then you have an energy body, which has its own, you know, structures in it, that's about 12 feet across, and you're pitching out emotions from that. And that takes, like, people normally process them in a day or two, and, you know, there can be a slight detox, but it's not the norm. But it's really, it helped me. I was presencing psoriatic arthritis, and I was living up on a mountain with horses with nobody else around, and I was getting to the point I couldn't, you know, carry water buckets in the winter or muck stalls, and so I really needed something, and a friend of mine suggested that I do this, and it worked for me within 3 sessions. So that's when I decided, yeah, I'm going to learn how to do this, because I saw a tremendous difference. I had this arthritic problem for a year and a half, and it was getting worse and worse, and started emotion code, and boom, it turned around after the 3rd session. So Yeah, I did those three sessions in 3 months. But, you know, people can do like one session a week, or you ask the body when it's going to be ready to do the next one. So for some people, they go, you know, once a week. For some people, it's once every 2 weeks, or once every month, or once every 2 months. It's just a matter of when the body's ready to release more, more emotional baggage. So that was my story with that. But I found it's been very helpful also. I do another kind of clearing work that's based on spiritual response therapy, and it's kind of a melange of things, or however you say that word, of things from other people that I've met along the way. And I found that when I'm testing to see if people have, some people douse when they do that, but I do muscle testing to see if somebody has any astral, like, negative thought forms or any kind of beings, negative entities or anything, or say you've got a ghost attached to you that really does need to move on. Sometimes we're walking through the world, and if you have a particularly bright light, ghosts that want to get sent to the other side might hang on to you because they're like, eventually this person's going to find another person who can get me to the other side. Like, they feel clarity if you're walking around with a lot of light. So a lot of us people who do this kind of thing, and people, you know, if you're listening to this show, you might get some earthbound spirits attached to you because they're looking for a ride home. Right? And it also feels good to be around you. For them, it feels good to be around you because you're clearer. You've already been doing spiritual work. You've got a lot of light around you, and they really deeply need that. And so they really need that healing of that energy that you're putting out. So, you know, sometimes we'll find people will have earthbound spirits that aren't family, that aren't anything to do with anything. They just walked down this street, and this guy was standing there, and he was like, oh, I'm hitching a ride with you. So we'll find them and send them on during this other kind of energy clearing that I do. But the emotion code helps because if it's something like a negative thought form, say you have a lot of anger, rage, and frustration, or a lot of I'm not good enough or worthlessness, or you may get like a negative thought form that feeds on that. And so if you clear out those emotions that are in your system, you get less sort of astral beings that like to feed on negative emotions. They don't have anything to feed on, so they don't get attracted to you. The problem with having an astral being that likes to feed on a negative emotion or a negative thought or a negative programming is that they also like to up it. So they end up looking at your memories of your traumas. Like, here, let's remind her of this, you know.
Oh, boy.
So she feels bad again, you know. And then so you're wondering why you're thinking about that relationship that was 20 years ago that went terribly wrong and why you're feeling pain over it. Well, it may not have anything to do with you. It may be that you got one of these beings attached to you that's looking for your pain and is hitting that, you know, hypothalamus, hitting your amygdala, hitting your memory buttons in order to get those emotions out of you as food. So I look at astral things not in terms of good and evil. It's more like there's this whole energetic biosphere of beings and that are relatively, you know, you can say, okay, yeah, they're good and bad, or they're demonic, or they're satanic, or this or that. But actually, they're just types of beings that feed off of energy. And, and you kind of want to, you know, you don't want to catch that virus or that bacteria or that negative astral being. You want to be strong. You want your spiritual immune system to be nice and bright and kicked up and, you know, without anything that they can feed off of. You want to wash your hands, in a sense.
That makes sense. You talked about peeling back the layers of the onion earlier, and I was thinking how that's a great metaphor for healing. And that a lot of people will think about healing in a limited capacity, and it really happens on all levels, physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual. And so I'm really fascinated to know more, and I think the next time we do a show, I would like to do half talk and half healings or whatever it is that you want to do, certainly. But I thank you for sharing such a rich heritage and information. And I'm looking forward to working with you tonight. And we have a number of callers. So if you're ready, let's go to the phone lines and see what's going on with some of our callers.
Okay.
All right. Well, Amla, you're first. And just to let a couple of you know, I have two callers from area code 917. So when I call out your area code, I will then call out the first three numbers of your local number. And so, Amla, here we go. You're alive.
Hi, how are you, Elizabeth? Hi, David.
Hi.
I'm well. How are you doing, Amla?
Hi. So I'm fascinated by what you're saying. It's interesting. I'm already kind of just doing what you're just saying, because it's like in my perspective, like, universe provides, whether you're ready for it or not. They just, like, mm-hmm. slap it to you on a platter and say, here you go, you know. And so it's funny because, well, not funny, but I went through another dark night of the soul actually the beginning of this year until January. It was like a good 5 months. I was just clearing out, mm-hmm. clearing out, and I'm slowly getting better. It's the end of January. So my question is predominantly, like, what's coming up in the next couple of months? Do you see me meeting somebody or meeting like-minded people?
Let me interrupt you for a minute, honey. She wants to focus on healing work tonight as opposed to doing a psychic reading.
But that's okay. But I think we can turn this to Amma's advantage here when she talks about the plate. What I want to do is look and see if there's anything blocking you from meeting people who are good for you.
Okay. Sure.
You want to do that?
And yeah.
Because if I read for you and left you the same, then your timeline would be what the reading was. But if I work with you on seeing what might be blocking you from meeting people who are good for you, then your timeline will change.
Yeah.
And so can that work? Is that okay?
Absolutely. I'm ready. Thank
you. Okay. All right. So I'm going to do my little invocation, and we're going to ask Mother Mary, because I often work with Mother Mary if I don't have the whole emotion code chart. Okay. Divine High Self, Divine In Presence, Infinite Spirit, Infinite Consciousness, please clear Amma and myself for work. Please clear us to the level of love, the level of infinite radiant love, and the most optimum level of love possible. In all space-time continues, every place, everywhere, every time, throughout all infinity and reality. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Please clear our spirit guides and our guardian angels and all spiritual protectors of every ilk to the same level of infinite radiant love and beyond. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Please clear our friends and family in spirit, all animals in spirit, and anyone who is here with us who means to be of assistance tonight. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, please research and investigate. Do I have any beings of dark nature? I've already done this several times today, so I don't have anything. Does Amma have any beings of dark nature attached to her, any deeply, darkly hidden beings? Does she have any programs, any systems that we need to remove before doing the rest of this? No. Awesome. All right, Mother Mary, Archangel Michael. Mother Mary, are you willing to work with Amma tonight? Yes. Okay. So, Amma, so what she's showing me is you have such – it's partially a good thing she's about to say and partially an anxiety thing. So you have such good energy, like you're so outward going with people, like you know, you'll throw energy at a relationship versus holding back, which is really cool. Like if I had to buy a product or if I needed help in terms of support from a company, I'd want you helping me because you'll throw energy at it. But she says in terms of your relationships, what it does is because people don't often reciprocate in the same way, it makes you a little bit like you're wondering why it's not as well received. And so there's this thought like, how come people don't get me?
Yes.
Or how could, you know, okay.
Yes.
And so, And it's because they just don't have the energy you have, for one, and they don't think that you're as well meaning and as sincere in your desire to be helpful and kind and all of these things as you come off as, because, you know, nobody can be that way, right? It's like, so what she wants to remove is, how come people don't get me as a thought? And just replace it with, people get me. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So
yeah.
Is it okay if she removes, how come people don't get me?
Absolutely.
Okay. Divine High Self, Divine I Am Presence, Infinite Spirit, Infinite Consciousness, Mother Mary, and Archangel Michael. Amma has said it's okay for you to remove, how come people don't get me, from her energy structure. Now. Okay. Thank you for moving it up and moving it out of her physical body. And this is where I'm feeling this is in your middle. It's like your thoracic from your heart down to your lower, and then all the way through the middle of your body. So it's also where your solar plexus is. So just take a deep breath in to your middle. And we're allowing Mother Mary and Archangel Michael to remove, how come people don't get me? Now. And it's also in the back of your solar plexus, so just concentrate on breathing into the back of your solar plexus area, down through your first lumbar, your lower thoracic vertebrae, and down through your first couple, three lumbar, removing, how come people don't get me? Okay. Moving it up and moving it out utterly and completely, how come people don't get me?
I feel it.
Yeah. You feel it going? Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. And so one of the things that I'm kind of getting as it goes is that you, because you want to be understood, you sometimes over-explain, which is for normal people. That's like, what's wrong with you? So, just remember that. Like, people are going to get you, so you don't need to over-explain. Right?
Okay.
So we're just letting how come people don't get me go. And then the fear is that if people don't get you, how will I be supported if people don't get me? So she wants to remove the fear underneath it. How will I ever be supported by my environment and people in my environment if they don't get me? Can she remove that?
Yes, that sounds, you're right on.
Okay. All right. Mother Mary, Archangel Michael, please go ahead and remove, how will I ever be supported by people in my environment if people don't get me? Take a deep breath and breathe into your heart. And this is really your fear in your heart. And we're breathing in while Mother Mary and Archangel just remove, how will I be supported if people don't get me? And we're just removing it now from every part of your physical beingness. From in front of your heart, you have some in what we call the heart wall. We're removing it from the front of your heart. If I was doing emotion code, you definitely have a heart wall, so I'd be working on that. But she's removing, how will I be supported if people don't get me? And then also from the back of your solar plexus, and also from your, down to your belly button in the front of your solar plexus in the middle, how will I be supported if people don't get me? Deep breath in, letting it all go, and they're just going to take it away and just dissolve it into neutral energy. And with that, what I see her wanting to provide back to you is just some really golden light to fill in. To just breathe in golden light now. Imagine that you're being handed a great big, almost, third grader size ball of golden light to breathe in and just to absorb all the way through your torso. Just golden and white light underneath it, and the pure love light energy with golden healing light moving into your solar plexus. Just go ahead and breathe that in. And she says, I don't know how much time I have for everybody who wants to have this done. I do have a couple more things on you that could be done. One thing is something your mother used to tell you that isn't helpful. Do you remember what that was? What your mother used to tell you that isn't helpful?
She would always tell me to be who you are. Remember who you are.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's helpful. Yeah, that's helpful. But on the there was another thing that almost like took that away. Be who you are, but don't be that.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. Right. So can she remove be who you are, but don't be that? Okay. Mother Mary, Archangel Michael, please go ahead and remove be who you are, but don't be that. And this is also in your plexus. Be who you are, but not that. Move that out, move that out. Oh, parents are great, aren't they? Aren't they? They're just like, thanks, Mom. Move it out from your belly. Move it out from, they're moving it out from your belly. They're moving it up from just from your belly button and the front of your solar plexus, front of your belly. Yep. Can you feel that? So she's moving out. Right. Be who you are, but don't be that. Thank you, Mother Mary. Thank you, Archangel Michael, for taking be who you are, but don't be that. And we're going to remove it from every bone because she said that, like, however she did that, that got on your bones, it got in your shoulders, it got in the upper shoulders, your lower cervical vertebrae, letting it go from your belly, from all of your bones, your shoulders, be who you are, but don't be that. Also your hips, your pelvis, and your tailbone, removing be who you are, but don't be that. And also all the way through your leg bones, your upper leg bones, your knees, the backs of your knees. Removing all be who you are, but don't be that. Now. All right. And there's a little bit more that they're going to work on for you when I let you go. So if you feel it in your belly, just say thank you and tell them thank you. And yes, please continue working on me. I'll allow you to remove be who you are, but don't be that. Okay, that's it for how do you feel?
I was just about to say in a nutshell, and then you have to get to your next call. I am like zinging. I don't know if that's a word. I am just buzzing. It's amazing. Oh my goodness! Wow.
Oh, good.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Next time I'm on, I want to see if you notice any changes in your relationships when you come back, when I'm back on in a quarter.
I mean, Angel Michael and Mother Mary, but everything you've done as the conduit, amazing. Amazing. I'm going to contact you. Thank you.
Okay.
Yes.
You're welcome.
Thank you for calling, honey.
All right. Take good care. Thank you.
God bless.
You're welcome.
God bless.
Elizabeth, let me ask you a question. Now, obviously, we're not going to be able to get to everybody, but when somebody brings up an issue or you identify something within a person, I'm wondering if other callers on the line who have similar things can go with you and experience similar types of healing for themselves.
Well, I think we could do that. We can all intend that. So, and I think that's a good thing. So what we'll do, since we can't get to everybody, is if you find that I'm identifying something that you can say, yes, I've had that thought, we'll just allow the angelic beings, you know, even though I'm working individually with Mother Mary, you know, she's a being who can be all over the place, all over the time. So, you know, allow that to be taken from you as you feel it is appropriate for you. And you might have a different level of it than the person I'm talking to, or it might be connected with something else. If you find that you're noticing it's connected to a certain feeling, allow that to be taken from. So what we might just be doing is starting to peel off a layer of onion for somebody, and you can use that layer of onion for your own onion, just as long as you allow. So you have to give allowance. Like, we all have free will, so no spiritual being can really work on you unless you say, yes, you can do this for me, and thank you. And, you know, you have to allow it to be done. It's not so as long as you say yes, okay, now I'm feeling sad, okay, Mother Mary, Archangel Michael, you can take this, thank you, I'm going to allow you to take all of it. And then if you find another layer under that, you can say, okay, Archangel Michael and Mother Mary, you can take that and just have that go be dissolved. We don't want to blow it up. Sometimes if you're blowing it up, it's kind of like it's too much energy. It's just like, yeah, take it and just allow it. Just go take it off and allow it to be dissolved. Just make it easy. We don't have to be uber, oh, my God, I've got something wrong with me. You know what I'm saying? It's like, oh, my God. No, we don't have to do that. Just take it. Just let it go. Allow it to be taken away. Allow it to just be made into neutral energy. Or sometimes people like to take it and turn it into energy. Like they'll spin the energy and turn it into a bright white light and then reabsorb it. But for this, we'll just let them take it. If it's something that's not good for your energy structure or your relationships or your job or your family or you. Does that answer? I maybe answered too much. I went off on a tangent. I'm sorry I did.
No
that
worries.
Thank you.
That answers it for me. And I trust it will help the other callers on the line and perhaps even people who listen to the podcast, the recorded podcast. For those of you who've tuned in after the beginning of the show, Elizabeth does wonderful work. You can find out about her work and her packages and more about her on her website, which is elizabethanglin.com. Pay no attention to my cell phone. Elizabeth is spelled with a Z, and Anglin is A-N-G-L-I-N, elizabethanglin.com. We're coming to Pat, who has a doggy, and she wanted to have you do some work around that. And Pat, okay. You are live.
Hi, thank you. I'm just, I'm so taken by you and all that you do. Your healing is so enveloping. It's so wholesome in the sense that you seem to surround people with whatever it is they need. It's fascinating. And I initially wanted to ask specific questions about my dog, but I'd love to just talk and have you focus on him, but I'd like to add other things. And maybe, you know, you can pick up on things, including me, that will also help other readers. Would that be all right?
Well, yeah, but let's do one thing at a time. So, your dog. Do you want me to have Mother Mary research and investigate your dog? Because I can telepathic. I need your dog's name, so I can
okay.
connect with your dog, and I can connect with Mother Mary, and we can see if there's anything that's in there that like, does your dog have a belief system? I don't normally. I just do like, I'll do conversation and Reiki with dogs when I'm doing animal communication, but I've never really had a whole like Mother Mary with a dog thing. So let's try it. Let's see what we get.
That's wonderful. And he could very well have belief systems because he was abused the first 2 years of his life, just about every single minute. So his name is Chance. And I've stopped counting his age because it's starting to worry me and I need to get that worry out of my head. He's probably about 12. And this year he had some physical issues, and I just feel very proud that I was able to afford and even get some funding for him to get his surgery, and he's doing well with that. And then his last checkup shows that he has crystals in his urine, and mm-hmm. he has a heart murmur, which is a high systolic something or other, grade one. So that's just at the beginning too, so that's not too bad. And he's got a lot of pain. He's had pain for a long time, and I've been trying to for a long time figure out what to get him. I finally bought 3 supplements for each issue, and that's what I was going to ask you about, but he'll talk
okay.
to you, I'm sure.
All right, so I can't, just so everybody knows, I can't diagnose or prescribe anything for any animal.
That's
so
what I thought,
in terms
yeah.
Yeah, and the only thing I can tell you to do is check with your vet. Like, even if I were to muscle test him and, you know, the supplements, I'd be like, check with your vet, check with your vet, check
right.
with your vet. That's
yes.
the most I can do. I could actually get into some issues if somebody were to look at this and say, she's helping, you know, in
yes.
certain states I have issues. So what we're going to do is just research and investigate thoughts, because vets don't do that. And then if anything else comes up, I'll tell you to check with your vet about it. Hold on 1 second. Divine High Self, Divine I Am, Presence, Infinite Spirit, Infinite Consciousness, please clear Chance, Pat, and Elizabeth for work. Please clear us to the level of love, the level of infinite radiant love, and the most optimum level of love possible in all space-time continuums, every place, everywhere, every time, throughout all infinity. Please clear our spirit guides, our guardian angels, all beings of goodness and light who love to assist, especially those who are here with us. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And Mother Mary and Archangel Michael, please feel free to step in. Do I need to look and see, does Chance have any beings of dark nature, anything like that? No. Does Pat? No. Any programs, any systems? All right. So the first thing that I'm getting is in clearing is that Chance does have a lot of pain. But Chance is very committed to trying to stay here on this planet for you. And I don't know, word of a lie, I don't want to get into whether or not you're right or whether he's right or anything like that with the pain. He's very committed to staying on this planet for you. Just know that. I'm going to ask Mother Mary to research and investigate. This will not come from me, so whatever she says, I will report. Are you okay with that?
Yes, please.
Okay. Mother Mary, Archangel Michael, Mother Mary, please research and investigate. Are there any thoughts, feelings, anything that Chance is holding on to that are not for his highest good? Literally, this is almost like an inverse reading. Chance is afraid to leave you, is what she's saying. Now, if we go ahead and remove that, what you may find is that physically Chance does not get better, but goes
okay.
the other direction. Is that okay with you?
If that's what he would want, or if that's for the best.
Okay.
Yes.
Can we just, I'll ask him, Chance, is it okay if we move your fear of leaving Pat? And he's truly afraid of leaving you. So I think the conversation, like how that will affect you. So he's kind of like, no, you know, so
yep.
I'm laughing. This is not a funny conversation, but it's, you know, ironic funny. That's why
it.
I'm laughing. You get it? It's like,
I
we didn't
it.
Think we
I
were going here,
completely.
But here we are. Yeah, we're going, and it's ironic. So I think that the healing that we want to do may be when are you going to be comfortable, and when is Chance going to be comfortable with allowing, with going on to the other side and leaving you here, and how you handle that. So can I ask Mother Mary to help look at you?
Yes, please.
Okay. All right, Mother Mary, Archangel Michael, please, I want to just shift focus over to Pat. So she's seeing, what will I do without my dog, as your thought that could be removed to be helpful. Are you okay with her removing, what will I do without my dog?
I'm like, Chance, no.
Okay, then you're not ready yet. Right? Because
well,
you don't,
no,
get, don't ever have to do any healing you don't want to do until
no,
you're ready.
I'm joking. You know, I
okay.
think about this almost every day, exactly what you're talking about. And let's just see what happens.
Okay. All right. Mother Mary, Archangel Michael, I believe that's a yes. Is that a yes, Pat, that they can remove what will I do without my dog?
Yes. And if they can also do some healing, that would be great.
Okay. Mother Mary, Archangel Michael, please go ahead and remove what will I do without my dog. And be underneath that is what will I do without my dog to love me? And she removed, what will I do without my dog to love me? So we're removing, what will I do without my dog? What will I do without my dog to love me?
Yeah.
Take a deep breath in. What will I do without my dog to love me? Go ahead and breathe that in and allow her to just remove that fear of what will I do without my dog to love me. Moving it up out of your heart because it's deep in your heart. There's a, you're all corded up to your dog in your heart. And just letting go, what will I do without my dog to love me? Removing all energy of that worry, of that fear. What will I do without my dog to love me? Moving it up from the heart, moving it from the center of the heart, the back of the heart, the front of the heart, the throat. Just releasing all fear of what will I do without my dog to love me. Releasing that and letting it go. And then underneath it is, and it's just a real fleeting thing. You almost don't want to see it, but she's telling me about it. Who will love me if my dog is not here? Who will love me if not Chance? Okay, so can she release and let and take from you, who will love me if not Chance?
Yes.
Okay, releasing all, who will love me if not Chance? From the heart, this is all in the heart, it's in the throat, it's in your face, it's in what you speak. Who will love me if not Chance? The back of your heart, it's in your upper thoracic vertebrae. We're just letting her, let her take it, let her gently take it away. Who will love me? The fear underneath the statement, who will love me if not Chance? Letting it go. Just letting her take it, the fear of who will love me if not Chance, the idea that you, if Chance doesn't love you, you may not be loved. Can you release that?
Okay.
Good, God, good. All right, so I want to tell you something, and this, you may have heard this before, it's gone around the community a lot, but it's the statement, I am worthy and deserving of love, I am worthy and deserving of every good thing. And it's, that's what we want to have you refilled with, I am worthy and deserving of love, I am worthy and deserving of every good thing. And then on the other side of that, I will be loved. And that's what you really want to know and resonate with, is I will be loved. I am worthy and deserving of love. I am worthy and deserving of every good thing. And I will be loved. I allow myself to be loved. So as you're going forward, we don't have a tremendous amount of time to work on this for an hour, but in the middle of your solar plexus, the thing that I will be loved hits is the middle of your solar plexus. So write down, I am worthy and deserving of love. I am worthy and deserving of every good thing. I will be loved. And if any of you or you, Pat, are thinking as you say this, repeat this for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes at a time. If you think of all the reasons why you shouldn't be loved or why somebody won't love you, write them down and put in front of the statement, even though I perceive myself to be whatever nasty thing you thought about yourself, I am worthy and deserving of love. I am worthy and deserving of every good thing. I will be loved. Okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Even though I'm worried that only Chance can love me, I am worthy and deserving of love. I am worthy and deserving of every good thing. I will be loved. Because for you, it's going to be, it's worry that only Chance would love you, right?
Okay. Yes.
That's not.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not true. So any considerations, worries, judgments, fear that come up as you say these things, put an even though in front of them and then repeat the statement again and again with the even though. And then you can work on your own energy, especially your solar plexus with this. And that's what I've got on that. She doesn't have anything more to say for you for the purposes of tonight. Do you have any other questions?
I have to say that was a painful healing. And also add that I had a stroke in August, and while my sister, who's in cardiology, on the phone said, it doesn't sound like you're having one, wait an hour, Chance got in front of me. He's a hound. He doesn't get up for anything except get to another couch or to food, and he got up and stood in front of me, and he barked, and he barked, and he barked, and he's the one that told me to get to the hospital. And I just thought it's interesting that we both have heart issues. And honestly, I know letting go is the most important thing for animals, but that was really, really tough to do, and I'm worried now.
Oh, no. I don't think it's going to be next Tuesday. And he did not let go. But what we've done is clear you. And he's not going to go until he's good and ready, okay?
Okay, okay.
So, but what we did was clear you of the fear,
okay?
And the underlying things that might hold him when it is time. He didn't give up a thing. He's doing,
okay.
He's got free will. He's his thing. He's going to keep doing it.
Okay, then I'll count on his free will, and I'll also add the stuff that you healed goes back to childhood, right back to like 3 or 4 or 5 years of age. So thank you, and thank Mother Mary, and Archangel and Mother Mary are in my mind often, so that was really nice. Thank you.
You're welcome, and thank Chance, too, because, man, he's steadfastly staying by you until he's ready.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Yeah. You're welcome.
And David, thank you.
Oh, Pat, you're welcome. Thank you for calling, and give Chance a hug for me. I love animals.
I've
got a dog.
Okay.
Take good care,
huh? If you can keep me on the list, and I'd appreciate it.
I will do that. Absolutely.
Thanks so much to both of you. God bless. And Chance,
God bless
you. Yeah.
Bye-bye.
We both thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, we're going to take one more caller, and again, please contact Elizabeth at elizabethanglin.com. I'm going to go to area code 917-538, and I encourage other people to hang on the line because it may just help you too. Okay, let's see who this caller is. And
hi,
what is your name, please?
Carla.
Hi, Carla. Before we get farther, I just want to give a shout-out to Sharon, who's on the line, and obviously I'm not going to be able to get to you, Sharon, but feel free to give me a call sometime. So excuse me for that, Carla. Go ahead.
Hi.
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 I'm calling in because I feel like I need some healing also in relation to what happened recently at work. Where I feel like there's a lot of unfair treatment going on, and things that have already been resolved were added to the list during the meeting, and it just feels like, do I really want to be here? But I have nowhere, like I don't have another plan right now, so I'm there, but it's affecting me. It's just not in alignment with who I am that, you know, they're projecting things on me. Some of it is helpful. I like learning things, but the way it's done is a bit concerning to me.
Okay, so what we'll do is we'll have Mother Mary come in and research if they're hooking you or antagonizing any old energy that you have, even like what Pat said from childhood, or something like that, where they're poking it and being the antagonist. For it. I agree with you just as from the psychic perspective. It's like that they did the dirty on you, didn't they? You know? Yeah. Do you want to be with people like that? No. But we'll do the healing work, even though the psychic work I would say is, yeah, I think you pretty much sum that up, right?
I really love what I do, and they acknowledge that, you know, I'm good at what I do. It's obviously my intentions are good, but they're very concerned, blah, blah, blah. And those concerns have already been addressed, and they're already taking care of. Why would they made it like a bigger deal. And only two points of the five bullets were new. I'm like, those are not even, there were no even facts on the last two. So I'm like, where is this coming from and what is this about? And my representative also felt like, bit of a bullshit situation.
Yeah, it's an unfair, and it may be that you're threatening, you're so good, you might be threatening somebody else's position there. So that's the type of thing that a certain kind of manager will...
Yeah, the person that works there has feels threatened.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, but I didn't do a psychic reading, but I just did want to affirm that you were right on in terms of that. And let's go ahead. Tell me your name again. I missed your name when you were coming in. What is it?
Kara.
Yeah. All right. Divine High Self, Divine I Am Presence, Infinite Spirit, Infinite Consciousness, please clear Kara and Elizabeth for work. Thank you. Please clear us to the level of love, the level of infinite radiant love, and the most optimum level of love possible. Please clear our spirit guides, our guardian angels, all beings of goodness and light who love to assist, especially those who are here with us at this time. Thank you. Please clear all of our protectors of every ilk and all friends and family and spirit that are here to be of assistance at this time. Thank you. Please research and investigate. Does Kara have any beings of dark nature attached to her? No. Any deeply, darkly hidden beings? No. Any programs, any systems? No. Good. All right, Mother Mary, Archangel Michael, is there anything that Kara has in her energy system that could be moved or removed, or any thoughts that could allow her? All right, she says no. She just needs to get out. She just needs a different job. So it's almost like, you know, when you're all shiny and clean and somebody else is slimy and you get slime all over you. It's their slime. Let me see if there's any. Go ahead.
It's their slime and it's affecting me. My representative asked me to write like a counter letter and stating. But I don't necessarily feel like it's gonna be validated or something. You know, they keep winning.
It probably won't be. So that's why she said no, just get out. She said the only thing in terms of this job that she'd like to remove for you is the fear of what will I do if I don't have this job.
Yeah.
Like what? So can she remove any fear of looking for a new one and the thought, what will I do if I don't have this job?
Right.
Can it's okay if she removes that? Kara, can she remove that?
Oh, sorry, I thought you were asking.
Mother Mary, Archangel Michael, please go ahead and remove all fear or any considerations or doubts. What will I do if I don't have this job from Kara? Removing it now. Take a deep breath and let it out. Removing all fear, doubts, and considerations around the thought, what will I do if I don't have this job? Good. And they're removing it. That's a really light one. What I'm seeing is I'm hearing in the background somebody saying, you'll fly. You'll effing fly. That's what you'll do. So what you want to do after this is just call in and allow your most right your new perfect job to come in with better people.
With much better people support my growth and don't expect perfection and normal human expectations.
Yeah. Well, and also people that are supportive instead of negating, because this is it's a negation because they're insecure. So
they're based and sadly they're also bowing down to the system. You know, they haven't been able to win from it, so they're also like part of it now, and they feel also by the system, but they don't do anything about it. But I do things about it. That's, they just talk about it.
Yeah, well, yeah, don't worry, you know, if you find yourself, like, I'd write down a page of your worries, and after this, yeah. ask Mother Mary and Archangel Michael to take them, like, your worries about accepting and allowing a new position for you with good people. Any ideas, any limitations, like look at your thoughts and fears about limitations and then clear those out and then go look.
Yeah.
And it might help you. This wasn't supposed to be a psychic reading. It might take you 6 months. It might take you till summer. I don't want to make that so. Hopefully you can, you know, move energy to the extent that it's faster.
Yeah, I still love work. It's not like I hate my work, at least. You know, I just don't like the people that I work with. It's just
right.
too
Yeah, don't expect them better for another review. Literally, you know, look this year before you have to do another review, because this is a kind of person who would hit you with a negative review or worse next time. Okay.
Oh, really? So the review
yeah.
is only going to get worse.
Yeah, it wouldn't just be like a one-time deal to put you down during a review.
What do you mean?
Okay. This person doesn't ever have anything good to say about anybody who's good.
Okay.
So.
Oh, okay, got it. Okay.
Got it? Yeah, that's what
okay.
I mean.
Okay, it's not about
yeah.
me, but it's affecting me, of course, because I'm sensitive. But thank you
right.
so much
and
for healing. Yeah.
You're welcome. All right, well, good luck, everyone. And
thank
good
you,
luck
Carla.
To you.
And thank you, area code 201, for hanging in there to the end. Oops, there they go. just to let folks know, all of my guests are amazing. But next week I'm going to have a wonderful psychic, clairvoyant psychic by the name of Sherry Klein on. She is absolutely out of this world. So please tune in at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time next week. And Elizabeth, as always, thank you so much for the light you bring to this show.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
If it's okay, I'd like to call you just briefly after the show to see if we can set up a time later in the spring.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay, great. So with that said, let's pause and reflect upon the idea that we're all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There is no real thing as separation except in our own minds. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience who can and will have a spiritual experience when we let it be. Have a great week, everybody. Good night and God bless.